Game Night presents The V Show on ESPN Radio. Now, here's your host, Bob Valvano.
Well, this is the last of our Derby dips. We were at the Churchill Downs on Saturday, a week ago today now, and the 129th running of the Kentucky Derby, and the celebrities are out en masse, and we had a chance to visit with a number of them, one of which is a guy, quite candidly, I was only slightly familiar with, only because my friend Tony Cruz, who's a sportscaster in Louisville, I got in his car about 3 months ago, and he said, V, listen to this, and he put this CD in, and it's a young man I had not heard of. His name is Josh Groban, and he has a voice that will just blow you away. And I said, wow, who is that? I figured he was, you know, your vision of Pavarotti, you know, big, heavy. He's like 22 years old, a mop of curly hair. He must weigh 150 pounds. He's a little guy, and he can really sing. And I bought a CD to bring in so you could hear a snippet of his voice and forgot to bring the CD in. So you just have to trust me or go online. He's got a big voice, and we had a chance to catch up with him. He's an actor as well. He was on Ally McBeal, among other things. And this is our chat at the Derby. Well, Josh, I don't think you'll be offended at this, but I'll be honest. You talk to Mike Tyson the first time you talk to him, and he just opens his mouth, and what comes out doesn't go with his body. All due respect, it's kind of the same thing with you. When somebody meets you in person, I can't believe all that sound comes out of this little guy. That's amazing.
I want to eat your children.
I'm just kidding.
It's not bad.
Yeah, thank you, yeah. No, I think it's quite the opposite. With him, you know, he's got a much higher voice for such a huge guy.
That's
with
what
me,
I mean.
With me, I think they
where does that come from?
Expect a lower, bigger voice. I don't know. I guess vocal cords have nothing to do with how big you are or how small you are. So it's, you know, it's just lots of training and just trying to sing. It's just me. I opened my mouth and I knew I wasn't going to be a high pop singer. I knew it was going to be something big. So, you know.
When did you start singing?
Oh, I started singing seriously when my voice dropped. You know, when girls can sing ever since they're 2 years old, guys have to wait for that flip, and it's a kind of a scary thing. So I really started singing seriously at about 17, and I'm 22 now. So I've got a little ways to go, yeah.
Yeah, that's not a long time to be doing the kind of singing you do.
No, not a long time at all. I'm very much a student that's also put into a very professional world, so I'm constantly training and constantly trying to look as professional as possible while also knowing that I've got a lot to learn and a lot to look forward to.
Do you like the acting part of it?
I love acting. I grew up, you know, loving theater. So doing Ally McBeal was a blast. I'm looking at scripts right now. We're looking at the right film to get the right thing. But the music is 100% right now.
You associate your kind of sound with as we talked about, a Pavarotti, a different element of... But, I mean, those men, those people, you're such a gift. Do they talk to you about that? Have they mentored you, I guess would be the word?
You know, the people I've been mentored by have really been the pop people. You know, I've made a real conscious decision not to enter the opera world right now, even though that's kind of the voice that I have.
Yeah.
I want to make sure that if and when I do that, it's at the right time and I'm old enough to really fully have a grasp of what that world is all about. At the moment, most of the music that I do is originally written, and even though the voice that I have is quite operatic, the producers have all been pop producers, so those have been my mentors so far.
So like who?
Like David Foster, Richard Marx, Walter Afanasieff, and then you got people like John Williams, who I've had a great pleasure working with a number of different times. So I try to really mix it up a little bit.
But down the road, could you see would you focus? I don't want to say focus, but would you more seriously look at pure opera type singing or not?
I think that down the road there will definitely be a classical album. I'm not sure at this point whether I'll do anything fully operatic on stage, but maybe some musical theater. We'll see.
All right. Well, best of luck wherever you go. It's been great listening to you. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
I don't suppose it's patronizing. He's 22 years old. I can say he's a nice kid. He was a very nice kid. He really was. It's a great story, too. What he was doing was Andrea Bocelli, who you may know, did that very famous duet with Sarah Brightman. He was scheduled to sing The Prayer with Celine Dion at the 1998 Grammys, and they needed somebody to stand in for him at the rehearsals. And so they asked Josh to sing. And the people went berserk, these people who didn't really know who he was. And the MC for the Grammys that year was Rosie O'Donnell. She was so blown away, she asked him to be on her show. And it's been much the same. Let's not kid ourselves. You got to go online and get a picture of the guy. It doesn't make sense for that to come out of him. That's what I mean. When Pavarotti sings, that's what you'd expect. If Pavarotti sang like the high-pitched guy in the Bee Gees, not working. You know what I'm saying? So it's the same thing with this the other way around, as he talked about. And so, I mean, you would think he has a great voice no matter what he looked like. Again, his style of music may not be yours, a cup of teas, but he's got a magnificent voice. But the people's reaction, the audience, who are not familiar with him, because all of that unbelievable sound that comes out of the source that you know. It's an element of surprise as well, and that's how he got the role on Ally McBeal. He was singing at a thing, the Gray Davis inaugural event. David E. Kelly, who I guess was the producer of that, watched the audience go nuts to this guy, and he wrote him into the show where they do the same thing, his character on the show. And it's just one of those great Hollywood stories. I don't want to say rags to riches because he's a very bright young man. He was enrolled at Carnegie Mellon. It's an interesting story, and it's a big-time voice, that's all I can tell you. We are almost done for the week. Well, cookies are done. People are finished. So we're almost finished for the week, and we will wrap it up. I think I can spring one more factoid for you before we disappear, and we'll do that when we come back. It's The V Show. It's ESPN Radio, and as always, we thank you for listening.